Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That little Joe Cocker bringing us back there, Mad Dog Englishman, rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Fox, the author of If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax, and a book he's updating now called 10 Tax Questions the Candidates Do Not Want You to Ask. And both of those are available wherever books are sold. John, we have a new Republican VP apparent nominee. Congressman Paul Ryan has been chosen by Governor Mitt Romney to be his running mate in November to be on the ballot in November. The convention's coming up in a week and a half or so. What do you think about the tax code? How do you think it's going to be under a Romney-Ryan administration?
Well, if we had a Romney-Ryan administration, it really would be a dramatic change if indeed Congress went along with their plan. Let's assume that they got what they wanted, because mm-hmm. that's going to be tough to do. But I think this is a dramatic change in the country we know. They're in favor of vastly shrinking the role of the federal government, and in doing so would reduce taxes across the board, mm-hmm. and I'll go into details. But one of the things...
Are you saying that like it's a bad thing?
Well, these are judgments. Now, I'm not going to put bad or good on it, but I want to talk about the outcome.
Okay.
We currently have a progressive tax system.
Yeah.
And the progressive tax system means that people with higher incomes in states with more rich people are going to pay disproportionately high amounts of income to the federal government. And poorer states, poorer people in poorer states, they get a redistribution of that. That's an awful word to a lot of people, but
that's the truth. It's the truth. You got benefactor states and beneficiary states.
And so what would happen right now, for example, Mississippi gets about $2 for every $1 they pay in federal money. West Virginia gets about $1.70. Alabama gets about $1.65 or so. So they get much more than they pay in for every dollar
New York,
they pay
places
in.
Like New York and Massachusetts goes the other way, doesn't it?
Yeah, and so I live in Massachusetts. So let's say I'm just purely selfish. I don't care about everybody else. I live in a state that's a wealthy state, so if you cut our taxes so that Massachusetts ends up with a lot more revenue than it otherwise would have, because we're paying less in federal dollars, we have the resources to respond to that. But poor states don't. Poor states are now going to have less federal dollars coming in than they paid out, and they're going to have to, you know, the next Katrina...
Isn't it a good thing, though, John, for all of us to quit looking to the government to save us?
Well, I think that
the federal government. I mean, isn't that the trend we need to be headed toward? Where? See, it bugs me that one of the jobs of a congressman or a congresswoman is to bring back the largesse from Washington to their districts. I think we all ought to live on our own resources.
Well, if you do that, I mean, you know, that's one philosophy. I actually believe in a stronger federal government that does take care of people in states and takes care of states that are poor and don't have the resources to respond. I really believe that if you cut back, for example, the Ryan Romney proposals, eventually the total federal budget as a percentage of the economy will be about 20%.
Yes, that's what their goal is. We're bumping 25%, aren't we?
And it was 22% in the Reagan period. But you've got now about 64 million Americans by 2020 are going to be on Medicare and Social Security. It was 40 million in 2000. It's going to be 91 million in 2050.
Right.
So you've got this hugely aging society, which are going to make claims on Social Security and Medicare, and then you have Medicaid.
In historic ways, I agree with you. What is the best percentage? Is it 22? Is it 25? Is it 35? What's the percentage of GDP?
You have to ask, what do the people want? That's the question.
Right.
So when you say to the people in Mississippi, Alabama, you know, all of the poorer states, are you prepared to have less federal money coming in if you have drought, if you have all sorts of problems, you have extra health problems because there's less Medicaid, and you take care of it yourself because you're going to be poor as a result of that.
And
the richer states are going to be richer. So I personally believe we need to have a more robust federal government, much more efficient. I mean,
But then, John, the problem with that is then you're allowing the folks in Washington to decide who gets what and to manage that money. And John, I don't trust them. They're not capable of it. They're inept and they're corrupt. John.
Well, the problem is that no system
the money, is perfect, the money that you want the government to have, the extra money you want the government to have, just contributes to more of what we've already gotten in the last several years from the Republicans and the Democrats.
Well, let me just go to the tax proposals because the problems in Congress are immense. There's so little trust in Congress. So you're right about that. The fundamental issue is, can Congress begin to behave in a more responsible way?
And no.
How much money should they have?
They can't. They won't.
Take the Ryan proposal. Ryan's proposal is that he would eliminate all taxes on capital gains, dividends, and interest. So all passive income would be off the table. That means that all wages are going to have to carry the tax burden, all working people.
But if we've cut our government, we don't need that money.
Oh, you do. I mean, it means that you're only going to go from say 22% down to 20% or 23 to 20%. So you're going to need the money. You're going to need the money. I mean, it would mean for Romney.
Hold on to that thought, John. We got to take a quick break, folks.
Okay.
John, you want to give us a website, please?
The best is the number 10 for 10taxquestions.com.
All right, so check it out. We come back. I'm going to ask John about growth. Won't growth make up for some of these tax cuts? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.